Hey, Wanderers, and thanks for listening to this arc of Corsairs of Castile. We'll be taking a break before jumping into Wanderlust. As always, you can follow us on our socials, and if you like what you hear, leave us a review on your podcast app of choice, and tell a friend about the show. We hope you enjoyed listening to our heroes as they sneak into the Tower of Porte. Having met the disgraced sorcerer of Porte, Jean-Luc, our heroes have a daring plan to break into the sorcerer's tower in an attempt to stop the city from being destroyed by a portal that is looming above it. But what dangers are waiting for them in the tower that is barely on the edge of reality?
Welcome back, everybody. We are storming the castle, and by castle, I mean tower. I just made this joke 30 seconds ago. I'm original.
Except... kind of not, because you made the first half of the joke and then I corrected you, so I kind of, whatever.
Anyway, Vinny's off the podcast.
And also, it was in a movie that you don't even like, so yeah, I don't know what's really happening here.
Just because I don't like something doesn't mean I can't quote it.
Oh, I assumed that you didn't know that movie well enough to quote it. Anyways!
Fuck off, I know it's Princess Bride, so there you go.
Then you mean, and by that you mean the best movie ever made.
Yes.
No, I don't think it's that good of a movie, but I will say it is like the most quotable movie ever. Like, I don't really like it that much, but man, the quotes are fire. It's kind of like...
And you're wrong.
It's kind of like Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Like, it's funny. It's a terrible movie.
Zach, you just got to be careful, man. There's a spare version of you that I think I could get to do this podcast.
Yeah, I know her name, too. It's Randy. It's Randy.
Cody, I'm reevaluating things right now. He doesn't like Monty Python and the Holy Grail. He doesn't like Princess Bride. He doesn't like Fifth Element.
Terrible taste.
Who is this and why are we friends with them?
Fifth Element is garbage. Fifth Element is one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Have we started recording? Yeah. What are we talking about?
These mics are hot. Yeah.
I sure hope this all stays in, because we need to put Zach on blast for his terrible movie choices.
Hey, while we're putting me on blast, Breath of the Wild is all right at best. There. What other hot takes do I have? Episode 8 is fantastic. I will hear nothing otherwise.
I actually like episode 8.
Maybe this could be like in a bonus episode after the campaign's over. When no one remembers Tears of the Kingdom at all.
I don't know if I have any other like really hot takes. I don't know if I have any other hot takes that are just like against popular opinion.
You definitely do, but we don't have to retell them here.
Doom 2016 is too long.
Too long? It's short.
Just start the thing.
It's like 4 hours too long, man. You hit the midpoint of that game and it's just like you should be done. Hey, I'm giving people ammunition for Mandy to cut out. Anyway, you guys are going to meet up with Jean-Luc before you guys go storm this tower of the Sorcerers of Porte in an attempt to stop the whole Hellgate from sucking you into the walkway?
The walkway, yes. I think, yeah.
The walkway. So, you guys have to do that, and that is where we're going to be. So, anything you guys want to do before the night before you guys go and into this tower and start your mission? You have a brief amount of time if you want to have any scenes. Speak now.
I don't think I do.
The man who's bragging about extending this by having 75 scenes has nothing when I give him an opportunity.
I want to go talk to fake Alina again.
She's sleeping. It's the nighttime. All right. So you guys get rest as you in whatever way you can. As a reminder, Nostroy and Cormac, you still hear like the world screaming at you constantly, and it sucks.
Yay!
Nostroy just like stands on a high parapet looking up at the screaming thing and goes, "My exterior finally matches my interior. I am the screaming." And then he has like one tear drop down, and then wind blows his trench coat that he's wearing now behind him. And he pulls out his samurai sword.
And then the Doom music kicks in.
I'm remaking my character. He's an edgelord now. He's wearing a fedora and a trench coat.
Honestly, edgelord character from Cody is one of the scariest things I can imagine.
That was Franny. That was Franny.
I have a friend who they're playing a superhero role playing game, and one of their characters, his name is Edgelad.
That's pretty good. All right, so you guys meet Jean-Luc, who is very hungover but sober at the Lucky Shot. All right, are you ready to go? I'm not. Super not.
Do you want to get drunk first? Would that help?
No, no.
I mean, probably. Probably. I really don't want to do this at all. Like, I don't know. Can't we just die screaming drunk? Like, I was drunk enough that I didn't remember.
Yostroy just slaps him. Just one slap.
Oh!
Okay. Up you go. Let's go.
All right. To the tower, I guess.
So you guys make your way through town. It's a little bit of a hike, but you guys didn't really want to meet there just because it's hard to meet someone in a place you've never been, you know. So this area of town looks very clean and very wealthy. On a quick glance, it seems to not have been hit by the siege as hard. But as you look, as you take a closer look, it is because the sorcerers were abusing the citizens there to keep things looking nice. They basically force all these people into labor in a way that made the town look nice, but made their lives suffer pretty terribly. But as you approach the tower, you've been there before. You guys have been guards. It was a nice white exterior of like white stone all the way up. Very smooth, like very regal, just like tower with a nice... Is it parapet? Is that the right word?
Yeah.
Is parapet the like block things or the cone?
I'm the wrong person to ask.
I have an answer, but I want to make sure I'm right, so I'm Googling it before I say...
Yeah, I was also Googling
it. But I believe parapets are the...
The wall at the top.
It's the ruffles at the top.
Okay. Yeah, it has parapets and then like a nice cone at the top of blue shingles. At least that's what it did have. As you walk up now, it still has that exterior, but in the middle it is bisected by this horrible red rip that looks similar to what is up in the sky, just on a much smaller scale. And it is slowly... Or it's not... It is... You see, like, little tentacles of, like... Like a glitching, like, almost like a pulling of thread into reality. It does not look like it's growing, but it does bisect the entire tower in half, horizontally. So the top is completely disjoined from the bottom.
So there's just space in between them?
There's a giant rip in between them. So it's like...
Oh, someone put like the thing in the sky.
Yes.
Okay.
There's that. So it looks like someone put a piece of like basically red sheet metal through the whole thing.
Okay.
But as you get closer, there's like... You can see underneath it and it's like the rip into the walkway.
Okay. Got it. So, Jean-Luc, what's this all about?
Well, you know how I said there's a portal gate?
Yes.
It's not contained anymore.
Right, what does that mean, though?
I mean, I think it means that it just got a lot harder to get through. But hopefully when I get to the artifact that I can figure out how to contain that as well.
Fix that one too, I guess?
I mean, maybe that's a good warm-up, right?
Sure, like, yeah.
All right. Can we still just do the thing where we shoot an arrow in the window and not have to go through the rip in the tower?
I mean, yes, we can try that. Like, we will see what happens. I don't know all the security systems. I was a novice. I got expelled and then was stuck in this terrible city under siege. And then hell opened up in the sky above me, and I tried to drink that memory away. And then a mean old man with fire powers sobered me up and hits me when I talk about drinking.
That about sums it up, yeah.
Yep, that's about sums it up. All right.
Before you do stuff, this is going to be an action scene. What you guys are going to do is you guys are going to pick the approach you use for getting through this heist and roll me that up. You will then have a pool of successes to use to do stuff with.
As a group.
As a group.
Yeah.
You can choose how to spend things, how many successes you want to put into certain things. And basically you're choosing where you want to take consequences. So everyone should pick a stat that they're going to use to fundamentally move them through this.
I did that thing again where I did not open my character sheet. Don't know why. I do it every time.
When you say stat, you mean trait or skill or both?
Both. You're going to roll once for this next half hour. So both. So pick a trait and a skill you want to use.
Do we get an extra dice if it's something we haven't done this session?
All of you will get plus one die on this.
Yeah.
Okay, and what is the goal at the moment, just to get in?
So this will be your, like, this is how you're going to approach the problems that you're about to go through.
Sneaking into a place, okay, basically.
Yeah, like, this is how, like...
Sneaking.
Right, so if Sigrithur is going to go through and she's like, well, I'm going to bust down the door and fight...
I mean, that's exactly what I'm doing.
Right, Sigrithur could be, like, brawn and weaponry. If Cormac's going to try to, like, sneak around and not be noticed and, like, try not to trigger traps, he could do hide and wits.
I'm doing finesse and athletics.
Yeah, I was told there was a lock we might need to pick, and my first instinct was break that lock, so I'm breaking stuff.
And I'm going to do aim and wits because I'm trying to think cleverly using the ability to have teleportation arrows.
Right, and you can use these in different ways.
Right.
It's not just like...
Not just this one time.
Right. So that it'll just inform the narrative going forward.
Frick yeah, man!
That was a real bad roll, folks.
Oh, shoot.
Okay, so I'm going to argue that I'm going to use finesse and weaponry and use that, or hang on, sorry. Yeah, finesse and weaponry to surprise attack, I think, is the best way to, like, describe that.
Sure.
Okay.
And we get an extra one for this one, right?
I got two raises and an extra die.
Cody, how much did you get?
Four and a dice.
Dang.
I rolled two tens.
Vinny?
I have eight raises.
Jeez.
Dang.
Dang.
I mean, I'm rolling, for that I rolled 10 dice and pairs of, or sets of 15 get me two raises. I got four sets of 15.
Oh my God.
I rolled some pretty good numbers too. I didn't have anything lower than a four.
Oh yeah, I had a one and a two and then the highest was six.
All right, and Mandy, how many did you roll?
Two raises and a dice left over.
So I got 16, because Kaylin and Mandy got two, Cody got four, which is eight, and then Vinny got another eight. So 16.
Okay. So that's our pool.
That is your pool. All right, the first problem you guys have to solve, how many raises would you guys like to put into keeping a alcoholic, novice, anxiety-riddled wizard under control and not flipping out? You just get to pick a number between 1 and 16, and that will inform things that happen later.
Do we get to know what our other raises could go towards?
You'll be needing them to do all of the challenges that you have been set forth, and some sneaky surprise ones later on, and some mystery tools.
So I think, no, we don't know specifically how many blanks we're filling here.
Correct. That is part of the gamble here, because, you know, you're not, like, rolling dice gambling, you're like... When do you want to fail? When do you want to succeed?
I would say at least two, maybe three.
I would think two. I don't think I'd want to go higher than that because, you know, if he rabbits, I feel like we could handle it. He's got to be good just to get us into the tower, and then beyond that, he's kind of useless.
Well, but do we know what the artifact is that he... So we don't... He's the only one who knows what we need.
Yeah.
That's true.
I'd be willing to put three or four in just for that.
And basically it's controlling, like, whether we know when something's going to go wrong or when we... Either we know when something's going to go wrong because we're just, like, realizing we don't have enough dice for it, or we don't know when something's going to go wrong because Jean-Luc is going to wrap it at an inconvenient time. What about you, Vinny? Votes?
Okay. I'd err on the a little heavier side of that. I'd probably say three, just... since he is our guide in this place. Don't want to spend too much on him, but...
Okay, so all right, three.
Three.
All right, you guys... So he seems calm, cool, and collected for now. You guys give him a pep talk. He's like, okay, we are going to do this, and it is going to be fine. And if I keep saying it, I'll believe it, right?
That's the spirit.
I'm going to argue that Lena is taking up a more bodyguard-esque role with him. So that he feels more comfortable.
Nice.
Yeah, you see him slightly put at ease as you do that. He's like, okay, we can do this. There's no one in there. We're going to break in. We're going to get out of the city and we're not going to die. I'm going to do the impossible. I can do this.
It's not impossible. You can do it.
Glad one of us thinks so. All right. First thing we have to do is get through this door. It is a poison lock. Who can lock pick? Breaking it down is going to be 2 successes. You can try to pick it with less if you want. You can put as many successes in as you want to try to pick it. I don't think any of you... Well, Mandy could pick it.
Could I?
You use weaponry and finesse. I would let you... You know, like, your approach is enough that you could try something, you know?
But it would cost more than 2 successes.
Depending on how much damage you want to take. But I don't want to punish you for having a really good idea of just, like, let's break down the door. I'm like, oh, that's a really good solution to the door being locked.
I mean, I'm kind of okay saving some of the successes for later on if we want to just stick with the 2 to break it down by force.
I like that idea.
Caitlin, Vinny, you good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Sigurthur, describe what breaking down this door looks like.
Well, so how is the door locked? Is it like a padlock covering a like latch or something, or is it built into the door?
It is. It's more built into the door.
Okay.
It is built into the door, and as you look at the lock, the keyhole, like, you can, it's a slightly larger than average keyhole of the time, so probably a half inch wide, and if you glance into it, you can see that there is a spring coiled with a needle that would, if you hit something wrong, would jump out and stab you.
Do I have to do, my original roll was brawn and weaponry. Do I have to use weaponry? Like, do I have to go with that same mindset?
Oh, if you want to do something slightly different, you know, you can't, you know.
I mean, I think she would literally just try to kick the door in.
Of shoes a weapon.
Okay.
Just ask George W. Bush.
Who throws a shoe?
So, Sigurthur plants her foot and does the really firm, you know, door kick that just busts the 2 sides in.
And as she like kicks the door, she yells, "This is a Radrios!"
So it does a kick through the door. Door slams open slightly off its hinges as you guys are able to enter the tower. The tower looks kind of dilapidated. You guys have, how far do you guys think you've been in the tower before? Because the Duke's probably been here.
Really? Why?
He was, these are like emissaries of Montaigne.
Okay.
And the Duke met with people, you know.
Okay.
I would say if that's the case, there's probably, I don't know exactly how you're imagining this tower's blueprints, but I'm going to guess they probably have a pretty, like a public area, you know, like a receiving area. And like, maybe we were in like an office or two, but for the most part, I would say we're probably out of our depths here.
Yes. Okay, that is completely fine. So you guys have been here in this front area before. It was very posh and gauche and very flamboyant with all of its decorations. Very much trying to show, we are better than you, here's all of our money, can't you see how much money we have? It does not look like that. Things look very cleared out. It looks like it was packed in a hurry. There's stuff scattered on the floor. Things are knocked over. Not everything has been taken. There's a candelabra just leaning outside that looks quite expensive and it would be useful, but no one's around right now. And you see, like, there's the door in front of you, which leads to the portal room where the Duke has gone before. He hasn't really gone through it, but you assume that's where, like, you'd get to the next floor. So, angry old man, are you looking to shoot the arrow now? Is that now or later?
Vague as no.
All right, go do it. How many successes would you like to spend?
Can I specify things if we spend more? Like, can I make requests as to the narrative flow of spending a lot of these requests?
You can, yes.
So how many do we have left?
You have 11 left. And you have 3 other steps you know of after this one.
Because I would think maybe spending something like almost 4 would matter here if the caveat is we land safely and alone and all of us land together. Does that make sense?
Yes. It makes sense to me, at least. I get what you're saying.
What are everyone else's thoughts?
Those are all very good things.
Because I'm worried that we're going to, like, appear and they're going to be like, stab, 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 you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Like, ah, oh, my back. Ah.
You said we have 3 steps after this that we know about?
Yes.
So what would that average out to? Like,
if we did 4, well, we'd left with 7 after that.
Yeah, that is pretty rough. Maybe we do 3.
You have to find the book, get the artifact, and get out. That's what you got left.
Okay.
Assuming I don't throw any fun wrinkles in. That's a mystery mouse-a-tool. We'll use that later.
Well, now I'm thinking almost we shortchange this one and instead give a lot more to finding the book and the artifact and then escaping whatever. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. We can find our own way out.
Yeah, it's like, well, worst case scenario, aim for the bushes, you know?
Yeah.
Aim for the bushes? Aim for the bushes. All right, so you want to spend 3? Is that final answer?
Man, I don't even know if I want to spend that many now. Now I'm almost thinking like 2.
Yeah.
I think 2 sounds reasonable.
So that would mean, which 2 things do we want to pick? We land safely and together?
Yeah, if we can.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I'll say those are the requests that I'm making, and I'm spending 2 successes. How about that?
Yeah, make all the requests you guys want, and I'll get to pick from the fun tidbits you pick. So you want safely, together, and alone.
Yeah, and I'm spending 2, and you tell me what happens.
Good, you're figuring out how me DMing works. So you fire this shot through one of the small windows, and you hear it hit stone up there and like rattle around, but you're like, yeah, that's fine. It doesn't need to be in something for us to make a portal. So you go back to Jean-Luc. He's like, all right, are we ready to go through?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, let's do this. Like, I don't like the idea of doing it, but let's do it.
Remember, eyes closed, hold hands, we'll be fine. Open eyes, you're dead. So, take your pick.
Got it.
Nostroy, like, covers one eye.
All right, so you all link hands, and you see him cut his across his palm, and use that blood to rip a tear through the fabric of reality as it pulls open, as you see this like crackling red miasma like spread out so it's big enough for you to fit through. All right, here we go. You guys walk for what is honestly probably only like 30 seconds, but feels a lot longer with your eyes closed as you're having to trust this recently sobered up magician walking through this, as you hear these whispering, tantalizing thoughts come into your head and whispers telling you to open your eyes and it'll be worth it, promising you everything you want in life.
Nostroy doesn't open his eyes, but he's sniffing and he's hoping to get grazed by something, you know?
Nostroy is not grazed by anything as you guys all keep your eyes closed and make it out and appear in a room that has desks and papers, and it looks like this was a room of study before. And you see 3 other sorcerers just standing there like, what now? Jean-Luc, is that you? I mean, no. I've never been here before in my life.
Convincing, really good.
Jean-Luc, at this point, look, the lying is not going to be what saves us.
Okay, yes, it's I, Jean-Luc. I'm here to rob you?
Zach, I have a mechanical question to ask you.
Yes.
Do we have to spend successes on this now, or is this separate rolls now to handle?
You get to spend successes. So, the way this is going to work is you are going to beat these guys. You can spend successes, depending on how much damage you don't want to take.
Can I ask a question real quick? Do they look high ranking?
No.
Shoot. Yeah, then they can just die then.
Well, I mean, do they have to die? We can just beat them. Incapacitate them.
Nostroy has thoughts about this, but you know, we could do whatever. As far as he's concerned, they doomed the city to death. They should be thrown and executed and murdered. This is drawn quarter in time.
Which honestly, points for creativity and also horrificness of ways to go. Do you guys want to spend any successes to mitigate damage?
I think I wouldn't. I would just say none.
I think we're okay for now.
Cool. We
make a different decision later.
Yeah, I mean, I'm full health. I don't know how everyone else is.
I haven't gotten touched. Yeah, it's like, whatever. come at me.
All right.
By the way, Nyostroy hides in the back and shoots fireballs like a coward.
So after Jean-Luc says he's going to rob them, they all look quizzically at each other, and you all just, like, break out into fighting. Y'all take 5 damage.
Dang. Okay, that was a lot.
I mean, you have 20.
Yeah, but that's a critical wound.
That's a fourth of it.
Excuse me? I have 25.
And for the record, when you hit 0, you don't die. You can just be made helpless and then killed.
Oh, you get a bonus die.
Well, but we're not rolling anything anymore. We already did all the rolling.
That's true.
Ah, rats. So you guys quickly dispatch these guys, you know. It's a small room, so they get the upper hand because they jump you a little bit first and use a little bit of their portal magic to get some nice alchemist fire in there, but you're able to put that out after getting singed a little bit. And Nostra's like, this is great, it's fire. And then it burns him a little bit. And he's like, what the hell is this?
What is this nonsense?
All right, cool. I can add murder onto my list of things I've done now.
Nostra just puts his hand on his shoulder and goes, it's not murder if I think it was okay.
Don't know if that's a very good metric.
What else could possibly be a good metric than my own morality? What I must be true to first and always!
Is murdering me a bad thing? It's a bad thing, right?
Are you drunk right now?
No, I'm actually sober. That's why I'm scared. That's why I'm asking this question, honestly.
Then you're good. But responsibilities matter. Never forget that.
I don't think I will anymore.
This is a lesson well learned.
You see him take out a flask and just dump it on the floor very slowly.
Now, here's a question. In the course of our fight with them, which we kind of just montaged over, do we know for sure that they were involved in creating the rift?
I don't think you would have had a nice discourse. It was a pretty quick scuffle.
Okay.
Also, would they have told us the truth?
I don't think they're looking to help you when you're doing a B&E. All right, so now we need to find the artifact, and we need to find the books on how to do this.
All right, what does the artifact look like? What are we looking for?
It is a weird circular orb, like with a lot of little orbs. It looks like a solar system. Do you know what the solar system is?
But something with the sun?
Cool, it's like big orb. Lots of little orbs around it.
So an orrery. I think the Duke had one of those, right?
I like the Duke. Can I meet him sometime? Oh, wait, no, he's the dead one, right?
He's dead? He's dead.
Yes.
Right, and his daughter seems like she kind of sucks.
Yes, she is awful.
I mean,
Cormac was about to jump to her defense. And Nyostra, like, cuts him off.
No, the public one is awful.
Public one?
Yes, she's in the public eye. Like, she exists in the public eye, and she is awful at her job.
Is she better when she's not in the public eye? Are you close with the Duchess?
Yeah, I spoke to her recently, and honestly, yes, but it didn't make me feel better, if anything worse. It's like, what's better, evil or incompetent? I'm not sure.
I mean, that's an interesting discussion, you know, like...
Let's get this artifact. That's why we're here.
Thank you, I had nothing to go to that line. I appreciate you so much.
What are wives for?
Yeah, I assumed you set it up for someone to interrupt you.
Yeah, I do that sometimes, and then you all just sit back and like, let's see how long he can go.
Let's see this play out.
I also do that, yes, you're not wrong.
You guys have done that so often to me that... So, artifact will be top room. Library is like 2 floors up. And we should be good.
So library first, then top floor, and then we shoot an arrow off of the top of the building and teleport wherever we want.
Sounds good to me.
No, didn't we leave a marker back at the tavern?
Oh my gosh, we left a marker back at the tavern, yeah.
We're so smart! Great job, Jean-Luc.
I would like to take credit for it, but Scary Man over there made me do it.
Yeah, you don't get to take credit for that at all. You were drunk.
I was being honest, wasn't I? Doesn't that get points and like on the don't murder tab?
I'm not planning on murdering you. You seem very convinced that I'm going to murder you.
You just said you only follow your own morality. I don't know where I fall.
Everyone only follows their own morality. Everyone only follows this.
Yes, but you don't seem to answer to a higher power or, like, anything.
I have literal magic powers. Of course I answer to a higher power. She is a scary lady that lives in the wood in a house on the back of one chicken leg.
Just one? That seems inconvenient.
Life is not convenient. Let's go to the library.
So as he pushes open the door, the entire frame collapses. Like, the bricks just fall out. Okay, new plan. We go fast. The tower is ripping itself apart. It's apparently held together by magic, and magic has been weakening since, you know, they opened up the giant hell portal in the sky, so...
Oh, great. The sorcerers are too good for, you know, brick and mortar?
Yes, we actually are.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, it's actually quite ingenious how we mix together magic and...
Okay, let's talking more finding.
Good idea.
As they're running, Yostre's gonna lean over to Magdalena and be like, this is the one time I agree with you on magic and cheating. This is stupid.
It's good. It works until it doesn't.
Definition of stupid, yeah.
So you guys run up the stairs as, like, it's not quickly falling apart. You know, it's not Legolas jumping on rocks and the Hobbit running up the stairs. But every so often, like, as you're going up the stairs, you see, like, a brick will fall and go plunk, just like right next to you. Or like something else, notice like a step will just like fall out a little bit. And you guys are fine, you can get through it, but you're like, there's a clock. There's a ticking clock. You guys make it to the library. How much are you spending?
What do we have left?
9.
Is this like how fast we find what we need?
And if you find extra stuff.
Ah, okay.
Ooh, I feel like I'm willing to put a lot into this one.
Yeah, library would be pretty good, huh? Well, or do we want extra artifacts? I'd be willing to do 4-4 and then escape with 1.
Okay.
Hopefully there's no curveballs.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, I have a lot of health to burn on curveballs, so I think that's my mental arithmetic here.
There's a lot of curveballs, maybe. Who knows? Mystery Mousketools, they're great. Can you tell I have children? All right, so you guys go to the library. You quickly fan out. You're spending 4?
Yeah.
All right. Good thing you spent enough successes. So you guys quickly find a few books that are interesting. You find the book you're looking for. You find a recent history of Eratrios that details everything that's happened in the last probably 2 decades.
Okay. Including the last 3 years?
Including the last 3 years.
Cool.
And those are the two things of interest you find. Or it's not last 2 decades. It's the entire last Duke's reign and probably his father. So it's like 3 generations.
Okay.
Including the last 3 years. It's up to date. And the other thing you get is Jean-Luc, instead of taking the books, he says, okay, leave them there. And then he marks them both with blood. I can grab these. And this way, if something happens to us, we don't lose the books.
Oh, great.
I can just reach in and grab these whenever we want.
Good call. Good call.
Even if they're surrounded by rubble?
Even if they're surrounded by rubble, even if they're in the Hellmouth, like, I can get them as long as I am not dead. And they are not completely destroyed, which I don't think the Hellmouth will do that to books. They don't have eyes. You see him scratch out an eye that's on the cover of one of them.
The eye at Eratrius.
All right, we all feeling good? Let's keep moving?
Let's keep moving.
All right, how many successes do you... This is getting dangerous. How many successes do you guys want to spend to not get hurt?
Just going up to the next floor? Or going up to the top floor?
Yeah.
0.
I think we're gonna take a hit.
Yeah.
It's gonna hurt.
Okay.
It's gonna hurt.
Oh, okay.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, you take 10 damage each.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that's a lot.
From what?
I warned you. You guys said we're just going to take it. Ah, clicking so many buttons. It's so nice to see the damage tracker actually fill up instead of it being like, here's my boss. I took 4 damage total for the whole group.
Also, +1 die on all risk. Villains gain 2 dice. Or 10s explode. Okay.
Alrighty.
So we got a history of Eratrios and what?
And the thing you need to stop this.
Right. Okay, cool.
Well, the instruction manual on how to stop this.
Right. Important.
Yeah, the thing you came here for.
I really want it to look like a Lego instruction manual. You know what I mean? Just like little pictures.
No
like...
words.
Right, no words.
It is that, except it's bound in leather.
Cool.
It's the same glossy paper, exactly, but it is bound in leather. You guys are spending 4 more on finding this artifact in the room. All right, so you guys run in after, like, you guys are running up the stairs. Bricks are falling out a lot. You guys are, like, stairs are falling away. This is the point where it's, like, you guys are catching each other from falling through the stairway down a floor, you know? Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't, you don't save each other every time, or bricks are falling out, and they're being almost sucked down. So, like, sometimes they'll fall, like, sometimes they'll just fall and, like, hit you, and that hurts, like, a brick being dropped from 4 feet. And there's times where it's like, it feels like it was thrown at you as it's coming out. As you guys are dodging these bricks running up, and stones, I guess more stones than bricks. You burst into this very posh room. You surmise this used to be Tristan's room. It has, like, an entrance chamber. You see a spinning orbs. There's, like, probably a dozen orbs spinning around this giant orb. They are all pulsing red with power around their golden overlays. With a... I don't know what the shape is called. It's like a diamond, a stretched out diamond looking thing, like kind of like a top.
Okay.
Of like power being pulled from either end of it.
Yeah.
As you guys just see it there, like, and it looks like it's powering something, you know. So not it? I'm grabbing that.
Not it.
I suppose I can do it.
I mean, you just spent 4 successes, so it's more narrative, you know. So, Sigurthur, you walk up and rest this out of, like, where it's floating in space. And you, like, it takes a second for something that's just floating there. And you're like, this should be easy. And you have to put your full force behind it. But it jerks free. And you, the red around it just all blinks out. The orbs shoot back into the device without hurting you. As you hear the tower creak and groan and crumble a little bit more. You guys have a moment if there's something else you want to look. You spent 4 successes. You have a second. You will not be penalized if there's something you would like to look for or ask in this room.
Ooh.
I mean, it feels lazy to go, is there a teleporter in here? But is there a teleporter in here? Like, do they just have a teleporter? Like, maybe just, like, sitting there with a label on it that says teleporter?
Does not how their magic works, so no.
But I did spend 4 successes, so can I have a teleporter?
Okay, sorry, I'm sorry. I gotta do this the Cody way. You know, sometimes you ask a really good question, and just because I say no doesn't mean it wasn't a good question, but just the answer is no.
You know what? Okay, I'm gonna take a different take on this. I look around the room. I want to find the thing that looks most valuable. I have no idea what it does, but that's what I am taking.
You find an amulet with a ruby in the middle.
Yep, that's going in my pocket. I'm not putting it on. Pocket, not around my neck.
Cool. We'll figure that out later. Anything, anyone else want to do anything?
Can we all look for artifacts?
I mean, I don't think you can all find one.
Okay.
Also, Cody might have just found a necklace with a ruby in it.
I know. I'm just wondering if, like, part of the 4 successes is that we all get to find something fun, and one of the 4 of them is something interesting, you know?
If you all want to start pocketing things, go for it. Like, you can say you all pocket stuff.
I'll pocket something. What do I pocket?
You got
I want
a candle
something
up.
Pretty.
Oh, you want something pretty?
Yeah.
You find a nice glass, like, raindrop that has a, like, design of Montague in it. Like, it's like one of those, like, poured over glass things. Looks like a teardrop. It has, like, a castle inside.
Okay.
And by Montague, I mean Montaigne.
Yeah.
I hate the names sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if this is something that would be found in this area, but Lena would be curious if there's any correspondence or things that identify that the sorcerers were dealing with either, like, who they were dealing with, if they were dealing with
Explorers.
Fate Catalina, or the Explorers, or... I'm either looking for blackmail, or...
Blame.
Connecting dots.
Smart.
You can grab a stack of papers.
Perfect.
Sigurthur.
I would like to look for one of their knives. I know they're not, like, anything magical themselves, but I want a knife.
Yeah, you can find one. Easy enough in Tristan's room. So, you guys go through what was not rummaged out of here, which this room seems more untouched than a lot of other places in the tower from what you've seen at a glance. Probably because the person here didn't get to flee and he's dead.
Oh, how did that happen?
I wonder. All right, are you all ready to go? Are we done?
Let's get out of here if you've got what you need.
All right. So, you see him cut his hand again,
All right, back to the tavern?
Back to the tavern.
So as rocks are falling around you, the portal once again is ripped open, and it feels forever. Like, it takes him the matter of 5 seconds to open this up, and you're like, we do not have this time now. This place is falling apart. It is crumbling. We need to get out of here now. When, just when it's all about to feel like it's going to collapse in, you feel a jerk, and he yanks you through this. This walk is longer than last time. It's not significantly longer, because the amount of distance they can travel with these walkways is basically infinite in small amounts of time, but it still feels like a long walk as you guys hear these tantalizing whispers again, and Nosra is really hoping Eldritch, being number 5, notices him, senpai.
Hurtful but true, hurtful but true.
As you step out into the tavern, you all breathe a sigh of a relief. Relief. As you hear guns clicking around you.
Guns?
There's flintlocks and muskets.
Oh, all right.
For the record, they do 5 damage apiece, you know, in case anyone was wondering where your health's at, you know.
Who do we see?
Hello, my sister. I would like to know where our parents are. And also, you're under arrest for kidnapping? And whatever else you've
done. Who did we kidnap?
My parents.
Your parents are adults. You know they can just leave if they want to leave, right? Like, it's not kidnapping if they walked out the door with us.
How am I supposed to know that? And
you don't get to just know that. Okay, let me ask you something. If you go to someone's house and they're not there, do you just start arresting people?
Lena starts, like puts her hand on Nyostre's shoulder and, like, tries to get him to shut up. Fine, Gelly. Take me away. I'll answer your questions. Leave them alone. They're not doing anything.
Oh, don't worry. They're all under arrest. They're all wanted. You're the only one that's been pardoned. We're done.
You know what? Actually, yeah, you can go ahead and arrest me. Just take me right to Catalina, a person that technically I work for. So, you know, that'd be fine.
Cool. You're arrested. We're done with this.
Awesome.
I'm not wanted. Goodbye.
You see him? You should arrest him. You should definitely arrest him. Do not let him go.
He cuts his hand and quickly jumps through a port. You know, like, you see in a moment, he's like, you see him like kick Sigrithur, which doesn't do much. But then you notice he has the artifact in his hand as he steps backwards into a portal that closes.
So he's got the artifact and how to use it.
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
Oh.
And that's where we're going to end. Hey Wanderers, thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Corsairs of Kestiel. This game is being run in the 7th Sea 2nd Edition system. If you want to hear more content from the Wandering Gamer Network, you can check us out at the Wandering Gamer Network website. We stream on Twitch with the username wandering_gamers, and you can follow us on Twitter at @WGNPodcast. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. All information about the music used can be found in the episode description. Until next time, wherever you wander, may you find your way home.